Now, in 2017, Australia legalised same-sex marriage, and most recently, Taiwan also did the same, becoming the first region of Asia to do so. However, most of the countries around the world still haven't legalised same-sex marriage, including most of Asian regions, Africa, the Middle East, and more than half of European Union members. Well, today we're joined by Greg Gloud, an Australian who has married his Taiwanese partner, to discuss the challenges faced in intercultural same-sex marriage. Congratulations on your marriage, Greg.
Oh, thank you so much. I got married in November.
Fantastic. Fantastic. How's it been so far? How's the married life?
Married bliss, but I knew what I was getting into before I joined up, so
yeah,
there's no surprises there.
Fantastic. So what does this recent same-sex legislation in Taiwan mean for you and your partner?
Well, I think the most important thing is Australia, obviously, is a country where we're able to get married for the last year or so, and Taiwan becoming the first country in Asia, it's significant on a couple of levels. Firstly, legal level, we were able to be afforded a level of recognition over there. My partner is a Taiwanese citizen, and it means that his family is able to view me as a son-in-law and full legal recognition in terms of medical rights, property rights, etc. So we have an additional level of protection in that respect. But also, Taiwan is a very conservative society. There was a referendum last year which tried to overturn the ruling of the Constitutional Court. And the Constitutional Court had ruled that it was unconstitutional not to have marriage equality. The result is the public had to vote on an issue which was brought up by anti-same-sex marriage groups. And that resulted in about 70% of the population voting against gay marriage, essentially. So because it's a deeply conservative society, having the legislature over there say that it's okay, that we're passing this as a human rights issue, and this is an important piece of legislation to address minority rights, is a big step in, I guess, changing the tide against conservatism and more traditional ways of viewing family to be more open, more inclusive. And from my husband's perspective, I guess he felt a great deal of overwhelming of emotion during this whole episode, because for the first time, he never thought such a thing would be possible in Taiwan, that minority, being a minority, being a gay person, you could be accepted in such a very public way, both by huge numbers of the public and by the government itself. So quite overwhelming from an emotional perspective.
Yeah, yeah. And so the right to marriage, I guess that you have the legal rights and all those things, but it is that recognition from, you know, that acceptance from a very conservative nation.
This is a tricky part. It's a gradual process. I don't think this is going to be the first. This is really the beginning of the process of obtaining full civil rights. And it's a country where, unlike Australia, we've had civil partnership laws in various states. I myself had a civil union back in 2016 because I wanted to get a higher level of legal protection for my relationship. Over there, they never had such a thing. So it's gone from just being no recognition, no rights at all, to having a much higher degree of rights regarding relationship and recognition. So it's part of a gradual process.
Yeah.
And I think most significantly, there was a case last year where a couple, one was a foreign doctor working in Taiwan with his partner of 40 years. He passed away. And the partner, who was Taiwanese, ended up not being able to have any recognition for property rights and ended up in it being a bitter legal dispute where very vague cousins who really didn't have any part of his life were able to claim more ownership or more rights over his deceased partner's assets.
Yeah, very unfortunate to hear. And just on a cultural level, just turning to a cultural level, you know, family acceptance can often be a common hurdle for intercultural couples. What has this been like in your experience?
It's been a very gradual process for me of gaining the support and acceptance of my partner's family in Taiwan. Firstly, we became introduced as flatmates. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah,
and we've been in a relationship for about 10 years, or just over 10 years. And it was like, I think the best way I can describe this from a Taiwanese perspective is that you don't provide, it's hard to give acknowledgement for something that's very confronting. And the process of recognition takes a long place over time. You have to be... it's more about the words you don't say than the words you say. So I think his family knew for a long time that we were in a relationship before we actually discussed it in a forward way. So it's been more about building up a level of trust and a level of understanding that I'm a respectable, loyal person who's going to be looking after their son. And can form a really committed and strong bond of both affection and mutual dependence. And I think this was the great reason why I've been able to get acceptance in that family. It's because initially the perception of the gay community by the parents, I'd say, was fairly negative. They'd view gay culture as being a foreign abstraction, something more to do with the Western world of Europe or Australia or America. And something that's a bit tarnished by party, drug culture, random sex, something like that. And to be able to build up a personal connection over a long period of time and develop trust in me as a person was crucial, I think, to overcoming that stigma and also giving acceptance to their son as a gay man.
Fantastic. And just lastly, what's the next step for you guys after marriage? Any plans on a family or?
That's a good question. My my mother-in-law, the first thing she said to me after the marriage is she's waiting for her grandkids. So I have to explain to her how biology works, but I'm sure she does. I'm just being pushy.
Fantastic. Well, Greg, thank you so much for sharing your experience today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.